An unusually competitive general election race is heating up in Baltimore City's District 12, where Green Party candidate and teacher Franca Muller-Paz has outraised incumbent and longtime establishment Democrat Robert Stokes. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
Get ready, repeat after me.
Franca Muller-Paz is standing on the front steps of the Baltimore City Schools Administrative Building, megaphone in hand.
What do we need before we start class? Mass testing!
Muller-Paz joined dozens of other teachers demanding that schools remain online for the rest of the year as the coronavirus pandemic rages on. The Spanish teacher at Baltimore City College High School's profile has risen this summer as she's worked to highlight the inequities laid bare by the pandemic, like the digital divide, alongside activist student groups and the Baltimore Teachers Union, where she's a building rep. And in the 12th district race, the Green Party candidate has been endorsed by over a dozen local groups. She snagged the local chapter of the AFL-CIO's first ever third party endorsement, a backing that incumbent Democrat Robert Stokes himself says is unheard of.
The union and for these Democratic nominees to support a Green Party candidate is very unusual.
I think people are tired of how some members of the Democratic Party have been conducting business. They have not been centering the people they're supposed to be fighting for.
If Muller-Paz wins the November 3rd election, she'd be the first Green Party politician in City Hall and would usher a new era of progressive politics in. Blue voters outnumber red ones by nearly 10-1 in Baltimore, meaning primary elections are usually what matters. But Muller-Paz is hopeful she can convince Democrats to cast a vote for her tenets, which largely overlap with the left wing of the party. Funding education is a top priority, as is equitable public transit, and crime reduction, which she says requires robust youth services.
If we do not invest in our youth, we are not serious about crime.
Muller-Paz raised just under $50,000 between July 1st and mid-August, according to the most recent campaign filing. Stokes reported $0 during that same time period. Stokes is only in his first term as a councilman, but he's a known entity in City Hall. He's worked for Democratic heavy hitters such as Mayor Kurt Schmoke and Congressman Kwaisi Mfume. The 62-year-old Oliver resident says he doesn't feel threatened by Muller-Paz, pointing to his projects throughout the district, from the Perkins Homes Transformation Plan to Henrietta Lacks Parks in Johnston Square.
I'm proud of all the stuff I've done, but I have reached out and looked into my community and knew what the needs were.
Stokes narrowly won the Democratic primary in June after a challenge from the progressive public interest lawyer Philip Westray left less than 300 votes between them. Malia Cromer, director of the Sarah T. Hughes Field Politics Center at Goucher College, says it's an uphill climb for a third-party candidate to break through the blue slate that city Democrats are pushing for.
So you're going to have to convince Democrats, not just their progressive brethren, but some of these moderate Democrats in the middle, that it's okay to vote for a Green Party candidate.
Cromer also emphasizes that fundraising, while important, doesn't predict election outcomes as well as polls do, and none have been released in this race. But, she says, the historical endorsements mean Muller-Paz's third-party candidacy has likely been legitimized in the eyes of some traditional Democratic voters. Stokes himself says he's surprised at the behind-the-scenes support Muller-Paz has received from some elected Democrats, but he's confident his status as an establishment Democrat will be enough.
People know my record.
Muller-Paz doesn't think Stokes' record will carry him across the finish line, and that she can tap into a moment where voters want change.
Been fighting really hard from the outside. We need someone that's going to be a champion on the inside.
I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.